Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome. This is number 831 podcast of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And I'm Dr. Mike Roizen, your host. We have a great guest lined up. Actually, it's two guests. Dr. Michael Osterholm, who is, and Mark Olshanker, they are the combined authors of a wonderful book called Deadliest Enemy, Our War Against Killer Germs. It's published by Little Brown. Michael Osterholm is the Regents Professor and McKnight Presidential Endowed Chair in Public Health at the University of Minnesota. He's got a whole bunch of other titles at the University of Minnesota Medical School, but basically they're going to talk about killer germs and what we should be doing about them. We're going to talk about whether this administration is doing enough. On podcast 830, we talked to Edwin Posadas, who's the director of the UCLA School of Medicine and the Cedars-Sinai Cancer Urologic Cancer Center, and he talked about a blood biopsy, how you, with prostate cancer and breast cancer and others, can monitor yourself from your blood with this new device called a nano Velcro chip. Not yet approved by the FDA, so you're hearing it here first, but likely to be approved very shortly. There are blood biopsies, or at least blood tests that now look at for cancer cells. This is a really advanced one, and you'll learn about it. We also heard from Robin Miller, a great friend as well as a superb physician, and David S. Kahn, who wrote the book Healed, Health and Wellness for the 21st Century, Wisdom, Secrets, and Fun, Straight from the Leading Edge. And we talked a lot about why dancing is so good for you. 8:32, you're going to hear about No One Cares About Crazy, from a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. 8:33, Meredith Wadman, The Vaccine Race, Science, Politics, and the Human Cost of Defeating Disease. 8:34, The Telomere Effect. 8:35, yeah, we've even got that lined up. That comes on 4:25. So is Dr. Pizzorno, author of The Toxin Solution, Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products, and What You Can Do to Prevent Yourself from Getting Injured. That's 4/25/17, April 25th. Andy Weil, Mind Over Meds, is on 5/2. And on 5/9, Dr. Joel Salinas, author of Mirror Touch. And of course, in each of these sessions, you'll hear the best news of the week, and that's where we're going now. So on this session of News of the Week, what are we interested in talking about? Well, there's some great news of this week. And the first story, wellness foreplay. Hormone therapy for men and women makes a comeback. The data were positive all along, but what does it really mean to you? You are what you eat and who you know is the second story. Frozen foods that are worth your freezer space, are there any, or are they too processed? Bacon, soda, too few nuts, and salt are tied to 400,000 deaths a year in North America. Most of those in the U.S., a few in Canada. Fewer than a third of women really know about this common disorder is our fifth story of the week. Sound waves boost your memory during deep sleep. This is a really fascinating study. A Texas law is the number, the next story of the week, which is it allows pharmacists to order antibiotics and other drugs. But let's get started with my story about wellness foreplay. Hormone therapy for men and for women makes a comeback. So testosterone, we worried about that for men. Yes, it does build muscles. And yes, it makes you feel better. And it makes you feel more vibrant. And it even brings out your libido. But does it have the risk of heart attacks that people worry about? Well, it turns out in this prospective study, that's a study done in advance, we looked at a lot of things, and they've recently been published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So testosterone strengthens your bones, decreasing your risk of falling and breaking your hip. I didn't mean to bring that up, but that's in the age-proof book, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. That is Gene Chatsky and My Gene, 2 weeks ago, number 10 on the New York Times list. I don't have the report of what it was last week, but it did make the New York Times bestseller list a lot because Gene is such a good writer and knows so much about how to avoid running out of money. Well, one of the things you don't want to break a hip, and one of them may be testosterone therapy, but there is a risk of clotting. It increases your risk of clotting and of heart attacks because of that. So take two baby aspirin, one in the morning, one in the evening. Decrease inflammation, decreases activation of your platelets, decreases increase in clotting factors that would increase clots. So that's an important thing, that if you're going to use testosterone cream and therapy to increase your feeling of well-being, make sure you take two baby aspirin a day. But it does increase the feeling of well-being and, in fact, decrease your rate of aging. Now, what about bioidentical estrogen? Yeah, they reanalyzed the data from the Women's Health Initiative and some other studies and found that estrogen, when combined with a micronized progestin, such as Prometrium, rather than a conjugated one, typical medical talk. So write down this. If you ask your doctor, you want Prometrium. I have no vested, I don't even know which company makes it. But what it is it's a non-acetated progestin. So you want a bioidentical estrogen. There are pharmaceutical varieties of those, such Angelique is one of them, or estrogen cream. And you want a bioidentical progestin, and you want two baby aspirin, decreases heart disease, even decreases breast cancer, decreases memory loss now in the studies, so it makes you younger. So they both made a comeback, better analysis of the initial studies. The reason I'm quoting that is so high in our priorities of studies this week is because we wrote about it in 2007 in You Staying Young, and again in 2014 in the re-edition of that book. We said that this was, if you take it with two baby aspirin, one in the morning, one in the evening, or just two baby aspirin at once any time of day, that in fact, because that takes away, and make sure you take the aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards, that takes away 70% of the side effects. So it actually shows a huge benefit in reducing your rate of aging if you're a woman. Testosterone, not clear that that's as great a benefit, but it is a quality of life benefit that's even bigger. Now, second story is a fascinating one. This is kind of why I'm in medicine and why I do this show, because I force myself to read all these stories, and they're so interesting because there are so many new ideas in the studies that are totally unexpected. In this one, the data, how unexpected was it? Well, I don't think anyone could have expected this, that you are what you eat and who you know. So what you eat, obvious, if you want to eat and stay healthier, you stay thinner. But it turned out that women who associate with thin women stay thin. Men who associate with thin men or who associate with fat men, as you get older, the men get fatter. And so women also in the higher socioeconomic brackets, that is, if they're better off, they stay thinner. Men in the higher socioeconomic brackets get fatter as they get older. So you are what you eat and who you know. Men, it is good to associate with thinner women, you'll eat less. That's the message, is that men associated with men don't eat, don't change, but men associated with thinner women do. Women associated with thin men or thin women or who earn more money are thinner. What's the message there? The message is, have thin friends if you're a woman, and it doesn't matter what gender, and if you're a guy, have thin friends that are women. And be careful if you're a guy, and in the upper economic brackets, because you're likely, as likely as people in the lower economic brackets, to get fat. Protect against that, because that's a hazard. And it's a hazard for the those in the lower economic brackets. We hope everyone stays thin. Your waist should be less than half your height. Frozen foods that are worth the freezer space, vegetables. And make sure you read the ingredient. Shouldn't have anything other than the peas or the carrots or the green beans or whatever it is, whatever vegetable you want. That's the main thing you want in the package. You can have a little olive oil with it, a little salt with it, but not much. Soups, frozen, are okay, especially if they're low sodium. Processed foods, we used to buy whole wheat pizza with veggies on it for the entire soccer team that my son was with. It was tough to find, but again, that's a relatively healthy thing. Read the ingredients. And just frozen salmon. Wonderful salmon burgers, the overage of the salmon run. So the basic message is read the label. The fewer ingredients than they are worth the freezer space. A large analysis of 700,000 people who went through the NEHAN study, that is the U.S. government studies, National Health and Nutrition Study, they looked at what is tied to U.S. deaths. If you ate a lot of bacon, if you ate a lot of soda, if you had a lot of salt in your food, you were likely to die, and if you didn't eat too few nuts. Nuts decrease your rate of death. Bacon, soda, and salt increased it. How much? They said in North America, 400,000 extra. I didn't even know that many people. I guess 1.3 million die a year, but 400,000 extra deaths from just those food choices, those four food choices a year. Fewer than a third of women really know about this common disorder. It's endometriosis. 1 in 10 women get it. And so why don't more women know about it? Because it is the painful part of periods. It's sometimes the painful part of sexual intercourse. It is sometimes the painful part of a whole bunch of other things. You can go to meinendo.com. That is meinendo.com to learn about endometriosis. We've had experts on in the past about it. We should bring them on again. While two-thirds of women know someone who has endometriosis, only 29% were able to identify endometriosis symptoms, according to a survey in healthy women. And in fact, it isn't part of being a woman. It's an abnormality that you can get treated. The next is, and this is probably my last or one of my last stories of the day, because it is such a interesting story. Actually, I've got two more to do, so I'm going to try and get to them all. But this is sound waves. They took people who went into deep sleep, only 13, so a few of them. They were all 16 over. They looked at when they went into deep sleep, what they were doing. They then put in sound in the room that enhanced deep sleep in other studies, and these women and men were able to sleep better and increase their memory power the next day. So they were able to remember a list much better when they went through this music treatment when they went into deep sleep. What does this mean? Well, you'll probably have a hat that you can wear, a band around your head with electrodes to show where you are. It'll hook up to your iPhone or Android phone, or whatever phone you have, and when it senses you're in deep sleep, it may go on with this music pattern. Look for that in the future. This is a wonderful advance if we get it. Do dairy foods cause mucus production? Quickie, the answer is randomized controlled study, no. So they don't. Next, Texas law allows pharmacists to not only test for sinus infections, to test for strep throat, to test for urinary infections, but also to prescribe the antibiotics for them, a way of, in fact, decreasing the costs of your medical care and making it more available, especially in those rural areas or those physician short areas of Texas, probably coming to an area near you. Well, we now are going to get to our great guests. This is one of my, I'm really looking forward to that, because this is Michael Osterholm and Michael O'Shanker coming back in just a second on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. They're going to talk about the deadliest enemy, our war against killer germs, and even biologic warfare. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show and podcast. This is Podcast 831.